Nestled on a hill below Utah State University sits a quarter-acre farm of over 100 seasonal crops cultivated and harvested by the Utah Conservation Corps and their volunteers. These plants, however, are not being shipped to grocery stores or even sold at farmers' markets. Instead, the urban community farm is dedicated to giving its produce to the most vulnerable and food-insecure Cache Valley citizens. Through partnerships with food pantries and recovery groups, the farm donates over 4,000 pounds of food a year and is constantly expanding its capabilities. This month, volunteers are beginning to set up pop-up donation tables at dollar stores, low-income housing locations, and near bus stops to give their first harvest to those who cannot buy fresh, local, and organic produce. Jen Sapp helped start the farm in 2016 and is now an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer who manages the farm and its volunteers.
I feel great being able to offer that to two people. Food is definitely an equality issue, and it should be, you know, equal access. We should all have a right to do this and to know how to do this.
Researchers from the University of California, Berkeley, found that by transforming empty lots and abandoned yards in Oakland into vegetable gardens, communities can produce up to 25% of the food they eat in their own neighborhood. Sapp says in Utah, the same thing could happen, but they cannot do it alone.
This place is about increasing healthy food access to the community, but it's also about increasing participation, you know, in this unique food movement that's really taking place.
The Urban Community Farm is open to volunteers Wednesdays through Fridays, 8 a.m. to noon. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carter Moore.